Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, as this is the first time our delegation takes the floor, allow me to assure you of the full support and cooperation of the Bulgarian delegation for you and your team's efforts during the current session. Bulgaria aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and will make the following remarks in its national capacity. We would like also to express gratitude to Switzerland and Germany for their determined efforts in drafting the joint statement and bringing together 51 countries. Mr. Chairman, in March, under your able guidance, the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems produced fruitful, high-quality and well-reasoned deliberations. Thanks to all the delegations present and thanks to the numerous concrete papers submitted to the group as part of the mandate to intensify consideration of proposals and to elaborate measures related to the normative and operational framework of autonomous weapon systems. We welcome international and regional initiatives such as those organized by the Netherlands, the Republic of Korea, Costa Rica and Luxembourg that further engage various stakeholders to conduct research to improve understanding of the impact, opportunities and challenges of autonomy and artificial intelligence in the military domain, as well as to implement and promote best practices. For us, the main outcome of the first GGE session was the ever-growing convergence and progress achieved on the two-tier approach of prohibiting and regulating autonomous weapon systems, which is well perceived by delegation on a cross-regional level as a feasible way forward and which provides useful guidance and creates favorable conditions for achieving consensus. The two-tier approach appears to present an appropriate structure for the upcoming endeavors of the group in the process of elaborating measures related to the normative and operational framework of autonomous weapon systems. In our view, it is crucially important for the group to pursue operationalization of the already rich commonalities on fundamental issues. Therefore, we appreciate the inclusion of elements of the two-tier approach in the chair's draft report, such as the application of and compliance with international humanitarian law, preserving human responsibility and accountability, conducting legal weapon reviews, and implementing risk mitigation measures. We join Denmark in a call for inclusion in the draft report of the element of maintaining appropriate human control throughout the weapon system's whole life cycle. Mr. Chairman, following the high contracting parties' high level of ambition demonstrated in March to advance on substance, Bulgaria looks forward to this week's deliberations on your draft reports and for them to be conducted in an open and constructive way. In our view, the draft report represents an invaluable basis for continued, inclusive and thorough engagement of the delegations in the process of converting the GGE discussions into a concrete and positive outcome. Outcome document that would validate the group's immense efforts in recent years. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.